This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
That right hash. Lawrence will take the shotgun snap. First and 10 of the 19. Goes at left side. Outside the numbers has Higgins. Higgins turns it up that sideline and goes into the end zone. Touchdown. Higgins plotted it about the 8 and just turned it right north-south and took it into the end zone for 6.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Okay, wait for the return of college football. Don Munson on the Clemson Radio Network. For years, that was the arena where my next guest operated, specifically as a sportscaster and a talk show host, and buried inside college football, Sirius XM, Rachel and I sisters in this life, this career that we have led. Until recently, she made a drastic career change, and man, it is working out in ways that I'm sure she couldn't have even have envisioned. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Pleased to welcome live from Nashville, Tennessee, my friend Rachel Barbeau, who is a recently retired sportscaster and the founder of I'm Changing the Narrative, which she will explain. But Rachel, I know this is not your normal time of operation. How are you feeling?
Well, I have to tell you, I'm normally a night owl. So this is like maybe an hour ish past what I normally get some work done. So I watered the garden at midnight. I'm not kidding. I watered the garden. During quarantine, I grew myself a little vegetable garden. So I did that. I vacuumed at 11:30. I mean, these are the things that I did waiting for you, my friend.
I love this. This is fantastic. I've already warned my audience. Well, warned is not maybe the right word, but that you would bring all kinds of enthusiasm might even make me look like I was calm and laid back, because I know I'm really excited to have you on the show. And also, before we jump into work stuff, congratulations on getting engaged, my friend.
Thank you. Thank you. I was just telling somebody the other day, you don't get to choose a lot of times. A lot of things you don't get to choose. And love, I don't think. I mean, you choose it, but things happen. And I'm a believer myself, and I know you are, and things happen. And I was always looking. I was always looking for my love, but I had this career, and it was awesome. And I didn't meet my love till a little bit later on in life. I'm very blessed and very fortunate, and I'm going to marry my best friend. So it's a good time in my life. How about that?
That is awesome. So you give me hope and inspire me, which I have to cling to that too. So Rach, you did sports casting, a variety of different outlets, a lot of college sports for nearly 20 years. And then you decided to retire. What pulled you away from what you were doing?
So in 2016, we were on the heels of Penn State. We were right in the thick of Baylor. I remember there were guys getting in trouble from Jeffrey Simmons, who's rehabilitated his life at Mississippi State at the time, to Boise State. I mean, there were guys getting in trouble across the country, and it was domestic violence, sexual violence, big issues. And I remember thinking, that I knew that there were great guys that were coaching and playing, but they were getting painted with a broad brush for people that were not doing it the right way. And so in 2016, I was just audacious enough, Amy, to believe that I could affect change. And I started this crazy movement called, at that time, Changing the Narrative. And it was purpose, passion, platform. What would you do if you weren't on the field or the track or the pool? Like, what were you born for? Because you weren't born just to play sports. And I did it for 4 years. And the last year, 2019, I lost my mom in 2019 after a cancer battle and had my own battle with and a dark night of the soul where I had suicidal ideations. But even before that, that whole last year, I felt like I was straddling two different worlds. And one was, hey, after a game, let me put a microphone in your face. But, oh, by the way, I know all your secrets. I know your anxiety. I know what happened with your mom. I'm a mentor to you. And I really felt like it was time. I had been analyzing and breaking down players for 17 years, and I really felt like it was time to motivate and lift up. And so I made the one of the toughest decisions of my life, and I walked away from sportscasting to do this full time.
How does it work? How do you get the opportunity to stand in front of a team in a locker room or to address a group of athletes and share your message?
Well, it started back in 2016. It started, you know, listen, everything in life is a relationship. You know, I always tell people when I was mentoring, you know, female broadcasters or now everything's a relationship. You don't want to step on somebody because you just, they're going to come back around. You don't treat people like that. You know, you take care of people, and I'm a relationship person. And so when I decided to create this curriculum back in 2016, there was a very famous sports psychologist, and he worked with Jimbo Fisher down at FSU. And he said, by the way, he wants you to come into and speak to his program. And I was like, what? Like when I envisioned this program, I thought high schools, and now I do have a program for high schools online, but I never really even put two and two together, Amy. That's like the craziness of this. So then FSU happened. And then 6 months later, Dabo Swinney lets me address his football team 16 days before they dismantle Ohio State en route to a national championship. Wow. I mean, it was insane. Didn't ask me about my notes. Didn't ask me what I was going to talk about. Just that trust, that relationship of years of being inside the business. And then one thing happened, one school and then another school. And then it was Baylor after Matt Rhule got there and was enacting change. And then Alabama. And before you know it, we are standing here now 4 years later. 40-plus schools, many schools have me in multiple times. And, you know, LSU is one of my teams, just won the national championship. Minnesota, one of my teams. And the movement has really grown. It's not just football teams now. It's all sports. I also speak to queens because my belief is that inside of every one of us exists a king or a queen. Mm. And because of stuff I call funky junk, that might be trauma, that might be unforgiveness, that might be bitterness, that might be a whole host of things, right? Mental health issues. A lot of us can't look ourselves in the mirror. And there was a point in time in my life where I couldn't look myself in the mirror. I didn't love the person that was staring back at me, right? I didn't recognize I was a queen. So therefore, I didn't have standards and boundaries by which I let people treat me. And I was a mess. And when I started to recognize that there was one of me in the entire world that I was a queen, I started to have those healthy standards and boundaries. I started to love myself. I started to value myself, and everything else changed. And so the movement started with purpose, passion, platform, but then it grew into this, like I said, this idea of kings and queens and how to date, right? My own experience with domestic violence. You know, I tell them, if you were in that house that night, would you have protected me? And they scream, they cry, they say yes. And then it expanded because of my own life. It expanded the mental health. And I recognize that we have to start addressing self-care and mental health, and it's been a beautiful ride, and we've done so much, Amy. But I feel like we're really just scratching the surface, because now we're expanding out beyond just colleges and getting into corporations and Border Patrol and Pro Football Hall of Fame, and it's really an evergreen message from your age 6 to 96.
Mm. Rachel Barbeau is the founder of I'm Changing the Narrative after a nearly 20-year career in sportscasting, and a lot of it in college sports, but also going beyond that now, too. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. So how do you start then? Let's say you're standing in front of the Clemson football team, or you're standing in front of a room of female athletes who, you know, you and I were both in that stage in college, mm-hmm. where a lot of young women are insecure. They care so mm-hmm. much what people think of them. And as you say, they go to great lengths to be loved. We do. It's something I did when I was younger, at a hard time with boundaries. So where do you start? It's such a mammoth job and a humongous message.
Yeah, so it's great. And I've refined it over the years. And you know, for some schools like that I've been to multiple times, like PJ Fleck, he'll say, I don't want to have a ton of different speakers to talk about these different things. I'm going to bring you in because I know you can talk about dating, self-worth, mental health, you know, all these different topics, right? So it's been refined for sure. And I meet with coaches. I was just at Texas Tech before the quarantine started, sat down with Coach Wells and said, you know, kind of what do you want me to talk about? Because I can talk about a lot of different things. So I definitely sit down with the coaches and we kind of hone in on what they feel like their team needs. But when I address women, when I address queens, I start it and I say, where are my queens at? And I said, well, you know, and I get them to raise their hands and they're like, woo, woo, you know. And then some look at you like what? And it is that, because I'm standing in front of them, I'm not preaching to them. Here's the crazy thing that happens, Amy, and it's beautiful and crazy. I have players tell me all over the country, and I even hear them on Zooms, because I've been doing a ton of Zooms and work during the quarantine. They say, oh, another motivational speaker. And by the end of it, they send me messages, and they were like, oh, Ma, they call me Ma, Coach Rachel, Miss Rachel, I thought you were just another motivational speaker, but you were the best thing I ever heard, or you changed my life. And so when I speak to women, it's where my queen's at. When I speak to men, I tell them, for some of you, you will walk out of here and you will never be the same. If you have the heart to get it, if you have an open heart and an open mind today, for some of you, I am telling you, your life will never be the same. I know it because thousands of lives have been changed across the country. Guys have forgiven deadbeat dads. Guys are saying, I'm going to be a better father. Guys have mended relationships with their families. Guys have, and gals, but guys have forgiven their fathers that are incarcerated. I mean, crazy amount of life change has happened. So when you start it like that and really grab their attention with truth, with reality, with my life, and here's the crazy thing, it's just my life, Amy. All these pitfalls, highs, lows, all of it together has combined to make this incredible story. And I'm just very blessed that I get to go and tell it across the country.
I literally have 60 seconds. I know that you understand because we got hard outs in radio, but
totally.
A couple of the impacts that you have seen.
Big one. A guy literally, he said, I left here and I was so moved because he said kings do hard things. And I called my deadbeat dad and I told him I forgave him. Ugh. Another guy told me he forgave the father that wanted him to be aborted. Another guy said, In 1 hour, you made me a better son, a better father, a better boyfriend, and all kinds of queens getting into therapy after having trauma, after being assaulted. So beautiful, beautiful things happening.
Well, it's amazing, and it's just the beginning. If you can hear the passion of Rachel's voice, you know it's just the beginning. It's called I'm Changing the Narrative. She founded it a few years ago, and it's taking off in incredible ways. After her 20 years in sports casting, she's got that trust. She's got that place. And you can find her on Twitter at Rachel Barbeau, B-A-R-I-B-E-A-U. I know people find you. You're active. And we'll have you on the show again. Thank you so much for a couple of minutes. It just makes me so happy.
Thank you, my friend.
I told you she would bring the enthusiasm. I told you she would bring the passion. Gosh, Rachel and I have been on various panels or at different conferences together. And I've always wanted to have her on the show to be able to give her the chance to share her story. And so I would really encourage you to check her out on Twitter. She's got all kinds of videos and little stories that she puts up. She also has a YouTube channel where there are videos that you can see her in action in the locker rooms. As she mentioned, with some of the most high profile football teams in the college world, but also with, you know, smaller groups of young women. And that passion is so evident. She's a gift, right? I mean, once we find the gift, we find the passion, we find what we're on this earth to do, and we can share that, it becomes this incredible blessing to us as well as to those people that we are speaking to. So I'm just so thankful for Rachel and her live appearance from Nashville. All right, it's our hump show coming up next. Commissioners on display. How would you evaluate and how would you describe what they're doing right now during the pandemic? It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.